Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchos Kriya Shema, Halacha Aleph. Kare Shema Velo Kiven Libo B'Pasach Rishon. If you read the Shema, you didn't have in mind in the first sentence Shema Yisrael, which is the sentence of Shema Yisrael, Lo Yotzi Dechavaso, he does not fulfill his obligation. Ashar, as far as the rest of the Shema, Velo Kiven Libo Yotzi, if he did not have it in mind, he still fulfills his obligation. Filo Yekor B'Torah Kedako, even if he was just reading the Torah on his way, on Megias Apashios or Elo Bonus Kriya, or he was correcting these portions and pronouncing them during the time of Kriya Shema, Yotzi fulfills his obligation. Provided that he had in mind to do the mitzvah, and he concentrated on the when he said the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Every person can read in his usual way, and whether they're standing or walking, whether they're lying down or riding, on an animal. It's forbidden to read the Shema if you're lying on your stomach with your face flat on the ground, or if you're lying flat on your back, your face up. That's undignified and wrong. You may read the Shema if you're lying on your side. Why about Basar Harbi? If he was extremely fat, he can't manage to turn over on his side, or he was sick, and he's too weak to turn over on his side, he's on his back or his stomach, he should turn a little bit to his side, Vakore, and read the Shema. Right, it says Yosef Tov Mishkov. It's better if he lies down. The Tzarek Lasses Kenem Yuchal, and he should do this if he can. The Kesef Mishnah says that this version of the Ravid makes no sense. Was he saying it's better to lie down? That can't be. And he amends the Ravid. The Ravid should read it's better in Yeshev. It's better if he sits. In other words, even though you're allowed to read the Shema while lying on your side, it still is better to sit up if possible. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't necessarily disagree with this. I would agree that it is better and more dignified to read the Shema while sitting. And we're talking here about somebody who has difficulty in sitting up. Halacha Gimel, Mishayim Alcha Raglav, if a person was walking on his feet, Omid B'Pasuk Rishon, he should stop, stand still for the first sentence, V'Shakarav O'Mahalach, the rest you should read while walking. Hay Yashan, if he was sleeping, the Tarno, so you afflict him. U'Meirino, so you wake him up. A tshuka of pasuk rishon until he reads the first pasuk. We can veilach him on sasa shina in the tzaron also. From then onwards, if the sleep is overtaking him, you do not bother him. You do not force him. Rashi explains that it means that for the first pasuk you have to wake him up so that he's fully wide awake, and for the rest of the shema you don't have to wake him to the point that he's fully awake, but he does have to say the rest of the paragraphs as well. The Kesef Mishnah says there's no reason to say that the Rambam does not agree with that. He's just quoting the words of the Gemara, but he would presumably agree with Rashi's interpretation here. Halacha Dalid, Mishaya Osek B'Mlacha. If a person was occupied in work, Mafsik, he should interrupt the Shikur Pasha Rishona Kula until he reads the entire first Pasha. Even though for Kavana you just need the first sentence, but still it's not proper to continue your work while you're reading the first Pasha. You should make the reading a more permanent set thing. And Omnam, similarly, workers, the Terumim left of the Parsha Rishona, the craftsmen should stop their work on the first portion, so their reading should not be haphazard. The Shakaru Kedakra, the rest of it they read in the ordinary way, Vasupim Lato, even as he's in the middle of doing his work. Even if he's on top of a tree or the top of a wall, he can read in his place. He says the blessings before and after. If he was studying Torah in the time of the Shema arrived, he interrupts and he reads the Shema, saying blessings both before and afterwards. If he was involved in the public work, doing mitzvahs for the sake of the public, of many people, he should not interrupt at all. He should complete the business that is at hand. Yikra im nisha is likos, and then he should read the Shema if there is time to read, but he doesn't have to interrupt because the Tzarek HaRavim supersedes it. If he was eating or in a bathhouse, so he was in the middle of a haircut, so he was in the middle of turning over hides in a tannery, or they were involved in a legal judgment, the judges were involved discussing a matter. Gomer, he can finish all of these things. And afterwards he can read the Shema. if he was afraid that he might miss the time of the reading, upasak v'kara, and he interrupted and read, harezim is shubach, then he's praiseworthy. But what the Rambam says is he can continue. Of course he should read the Shema if the time is going to pass by. It's better that he shouldn't even take any chances. It's praiseworthy that he interrupts and reads the Shema so that he shouldn't miss it. But according to the Rambam, he does not have to interrupt. The Ravid argues, and he says, Loki, it's not so. And a Mafsik Bakare, he does interrupt and read the Shema. Vapi Sheshas Vikos, even if there is time to read. Neshimin HaTorah, because it's the Torah commandment. Min Shas Afilu Lefila Drabanan Mafsik. If there is no time, even for prayer, which is only rabbinic law, you should still interrupt. Yislam Milsim B'Mesechas Sukkah, Perek Lulva Gozel. Mizinami B'Mesechas Brachas. We find this matter in Sukkah, chapter Lulva Gozel, and also in Tractate Brachas. The Tesef Mishnah discusses this at length, and it really depends on how you learn the Pshat and the Gemara as to whether you have to interrupt or not. The Rambam, in any case, feels you do not, unless you are going to miss the time, when, of course, the Rambam would agree that you would have to read the Shema then. Aloch HaZayin, Mishor, Litvol, if someone went down to the mikveh, in Yochel, Alas, Uleskasas, Kodom, Shetan, Sachama, if he can come up and cover himself before the sun rises, Yalav, Yiskas, Yikra, he should come up and cover himself and read the Shema before sunrise. But that we'll see. Because, as we've seen in the first chapter, the main mitzvah is to read it before sunrise. If he was afraid the sun might rise before he gets a chance to come up and read the Shema, he should cover himself in the water that he's standing in and read the Shema. But he shouldn't cover himself, not with foul smelling water, not with water which you're soaking flax, neither in clear water, because his genitals can be seen through them, and you're not allowed to read the Shema then. He can cover himself with murky water, shenreichon ra, provided they do not have a foul odor, the kodem kamo, then he can read the Shema in his place. Halacha ches. The karpi Shema, if you're reading the Shema la'yirmas v'yenav, you shouldn't make signs with your eyes. La'yikot v'svasav, or with your lips. La'yar v'svasav, or make signs with your fingers. Yishlei tekerasa aroi. His reading shouldn't be haphazard. V'vasakin, if he did so, he made these signs, af v'shiyotzi dechavasa reizim aguna, even though he fulfills his obligation, it's still unworthy, it's not good. He should hear with his ears what he's reading. If he didn't hear it with his ears, Yotzi fulfills his obligation. You should be careful in its pronouncing its words, its letters right. If he was not that careful, Yotzi fulfills his obligation. Halacha tes, ketzad aso, yidaktik, how should he be careful? Yishmer shelo yirafa hakozik v'yafzik harafa. He shouldn't put a dogesh in something, he shouldn't leave without a dogesh something that needs a dogesh, like say, a vase for a vase. And the same with the opposite. Well, yaksik arafa, you shouldn't strengthen that which doesn't need a dogish. You shouldn't say a vase when you need a vase. But you shouldn't stress something, you shouldn't leave without stress something that needs stress, or stress something that needs not to be stressed. Therefore, you have to leave room between things that are stuck together, where a letter could be lost up if you leave no room. Then koshayosis adomish, between any two similar letters, shasmehan sof teva v'ches tchilas teva. One is the end of a word, the other is the beginning. A smuchala that follows it. For example, b'chol levavcha. Kore b'chol, v'shoa v'chos v'chol levavcha. First he reads b'chol, then he pauses and he reads levavcha, because otherwise you lose one of the lamas. V'chen v'avadatem mehera. You have to pause between v'avadatem and mehera. Hakanah, psil. V'chokha v'avar zayin shal tizkru. You have to pronounce clearly the zayin of tizkru. You have to say the dalas at length. To proclaim God a king of the heaven and the earth in the four directions. You shouldn't say the ches too quickly. It shouldn't look like you're saying ichad. Instead of echad, you're mispronouncing it to ichad. So you have to be sure that the ches is clearly pronounced. The Rambam says, I don't know what the Rambam says that it's wrong to stress something that shouldn't be stressed. What Mahat base, if he emphasizes the second base, Hashemis, even though he doesn't have to, Lavavcha, Kidelatima, but he's doing it in order to give it a stronger sound. Shatira Vav, it shouldn't sound like a Vav. Khanamyatam Yuchal Yisrael, if he overemphasizes the Yud of Yisrael, it's good, says the Rabbi. Shatira Aleph, it shouldn't look like an Aleph, like Israel. So you say Yisrael. In all of these cases, the Ravid holds Yamid Anochim. He should emphasize those things that really don't have to be emphasized. The Tovel of Bracha may be blessed for it. The word nishba, you have to say it carefully so that the aleph of Hashem's name that follows nishba shouldn't be swallowed up by the ayin. Nishba Hashem, in other words, in Hashem's name. The Kesef Mishnah wants to shout at the Rambam when he says not to overstress or understress, that that's referring to when there are two letters one next to another, like he says later, b'chol levavcha. And in such a case, you could swallow up one letter. That's what the Rambam means by overstressing or understressing. The Ravid also says, the next Ravid, v'yishmasivin shalayach ba'alif shalayirakom ma'ichad. Also, the Rambam said you have to pronounce the ches carefully, so it should sound like echad, not ichad. And the Ravid says, you shouldn't stretch out the aleph, or else it would sound like two words, ichad. You should read the Shema in any language you understand. If you read in any language, you have to be careful in a mistake in that language. You have to be careful in that language, just like you're careful if you're reading it in Hebrew. Right? It says, this doesn't make sense. In all of the languages, are just an explanation. How can you be so careful in pronouncing this explanation right? They're not the exact words, they're the explanation anyway. Because the Mishnah feels that the Rambam doesn't mean necessarily the pronunciation of the words. He means you should choose the best translation and the most specific and exact translation. If you read the Shema in a backwards order, you do not fulfill your obligation. When do we say that backwards you don't fulfill it? If you read the sentences in the wrong order, if he has one portion before the other, even though he's not supposed to do that, I say he does fulfill his obligation. They're not one next to each other in the Torah anyway. If you read the same pasuk once and then you read it again, that's not a good thing. You're not supposed to repeat one pasuk after the other, like Shema Yisrael, and say that again, Shema Yisrael, the whole pasuk. So if he repeats the same word, that's even worse. Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, and so on. Then you silence him. You're not allowed to do that. Because the Mishnah brings an opinion that says that even though it's maguna, it's wrong to say a pasuk twice, but if you didn't have kavana, you should repeat it, because it's better to be maguna, at least you fulfill the mitzvah properly. Obviously, though, you should avoid that by having the proper kavana to begin with. Also, the Kesef Mishnah brings Yerushalmi that Meguna is only referring if it's a public prayer, the Tzibur, but if it's an individual who is repeating the Pasuk, it's only supplication and it is allowed. Yudbeis, Kara Seir Gun Yotza, if he read it with interruptions, he fulfills his obligation. Afirusha Ben Siug Lasir Kdei Ligmar Es Kula Yotza, even if he paused between one interruption and the next in order to finish the whole thing, he fulfills his obligation. Vushikola Seir, provided that he's reading in the proper order. Karmas Namnim, if he read it in a drowse, Vumishina Arvalo near the Mishena, he's neither fully awake nor fully asleep, Yotze fulfills his obligation. Vachia Arab Pasuk Rishon, as long as he's fully awake for the first sentence. Yud Gimel, Sevakar Kriya Shema Sevakla Kora, if he's in doubt whether he read the Shema or not. Chosvakora, he reads it again on the Vark Lapnel Achra, and he says the blessing before and after. Avlam Yadashikov in the Sevakla on Birk Lapnel Achra, Lo Birk, in a Chosvakora. If he read the Shema for sure, but he doesn't know if he said the blessings before or after or not, then you shouldn't say the blessings. Only if you have to repeat the whole Shema, then you say the blessings. If he read and made a mistake, he goes back to the place where he made the mistake. If he doesn't remember where he made the mistake, then between one portion and the next. Then he doesn't know which one Hishlam that he completed. And which one he's supposed to begin. He goes back to the first Pasha, which is V'yahaftas Hashem Alekecha. Because he doesn't know, and when in doubt, he has to go back to the first portion. Halacha Yud Dalid Ta Bemtza Perek Venidelech and Pasak. If he made a mistake somewhere in the middle of a particular paragraph, he doesn't know where. Chazar Rosh Perek goes back to the beginning of the paragraph. Hayakar Uchasaptim Venidem Uchasaptim Shel Shema Obu Uchasaptim Shel Vayim Shmo. He's in the middle of reading Uchasaptim. He doesn't know which one it is. Is it the Uchasaptim of the first portion of Shema or Vayim Shmoa? Well, Chozelo v'chasaptim shoshma, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the first portion because he knows he's up to at least uchasaptim, but he goes back to the uchasaptim of the first portion of the Shema. If he's in doubt after he automatically read the words l'man yibu yumechem in a chozer, he does not have to go back to the first portion. So hergel l'shono ho'olech, we assume he's going by what his tongue is used to saying, and l'man yibu yumechem is the in the second portion. So if his tongue just said that automatically, we can be sure that that's where he's actually up to. If he was reading and he met other people, or other people met him, if it's between paragraphs, Posik interrupts, and he can greet anyone who he is obligated to honor. Like if he met his father or his rabbi or someone wiser than him. Major Shalom, as far as returning a greeting, l'cholam, he can give to any person, shenasal shalom, who greeted him. Halacha tesvav, hayakar b'emsa parsha, however, if he was reading in the middle of the portion, ein posek, he does not interrupt, omaskal l'shol, and institute a greeting, ela b'shalom, mishu misyar mimeno, except for somebody who he's afraid of. If you go melech, ola nasu kiyotze b'hem, like a king or a strong man who might hurt him if he doesn't greet him. Mishu chay b'chvodo, but somebody who he is supposed to honor, kigon aviv or rabbo, like his father or his teacher, nasa lo shalom tchila posek, umeshiv lo shalom. If that person greeted him first, he can interrupt and respond and return the greeting. But he is not supposed to institute the greeting, except for a person who he fears. Lachi yud zayin. Ve'elahen ben haprachim. The following are considered between the portions. Ve'bracha lishona lishniya, between the first blessing and the second blessing. Then shniya lishma, between the second blessing and the shema. Then shema l'vahayim shemoa, between shema and the second paragraph of the shema, v'hayim shemoa. Then v'hayim shemoa l'vayoma, between v'hayim shemoa and v'yoma. Ve'ben haprachim ve'elah shomim be'akal v'meshiv shalom v'choladam. As we said before, between these portions, it is between these portions that he can greet someone out of honor and respond to the greeting of any person. Abel, in Vayomer, Lamas V'yatsiv, Hareza Memtza Perek. Between Vayomer, the end of the portion of Vayomer, and the beginning of the blessing, Emes V'yatsiv, is considered like as if it were the middle of a chapter. Lo Yatsiv, you should not interrupt. El Elishol, Mepin Yira, El Hashim, Mepin Yakovot. Except to greet someone out of fear, or to respond out of respect.